This is Scott Becker with the Becker Podcast. Thrilled to be today to be joined by Terry Meyerson. Terry's going to tell us about Truveta, his core concept with it, where he's most focused this year, and a little bit more. Terry, can you take a moment, tell us about Truveta, how you started it, about yourself. Give us a sense of the core of what you all do.
Thanks, Scott. Well, Truveta is a new company. We have this vision of saving lives with data. And, you know, it's this company that was, and for me personally, it was born out of the pandemic. In that, but from the health systems that have co-founded Truveta, it was actually a project that is, you know, a couple of years in the making. And it's the idea that these systems understand that de-identified patient data and insights that can come from that can be used to do incredible things. It can be used to improve patient care. It can be used to develop new therapies. It can be used in public health. And a group of health systems came together, and I'm very lucky to be leading this new venture, Truveta, to try and make that possible. And with now over 15% of the clinical care of the U.S. de-identified within Truveta.
And what does that mean? How does Truveta do that? What does that mean? Does that mean when your record sent down to somebody else, or something sent down for data purposes, data analytics purpose, it's de-identified, so somebody can't tell it's you with that illness, or it's not your medical record? What exactly does that mean, and what you guys do, Terry?
Well, on a daily basis, data from each of these health systems, the data that results from clinical care is de-identified and then brought together in the Truveta to enable ethical research. So de-identification is a process it's a statistical process where you're considering many factors of a patient's record. You're obviously stripping out all names, social security number, birth dates, all strict identifiers of the like. You're also going much deeper to think, is there anything else in this record which would enable re-identification? And you're removing that information as well so that the information is anonymous.
And you've had sort of a fascinating career. How did you end up in this? How did you end up running this operation, this business?
Well, that's an interesting story. I spent 21 and a half years at Microsoft, most recently leading all of Windows, Surface hardware devices, Xbox, and it was a wonderful career. I just learned so much while I was there. But I left in 2018, and I wanted to stay fresh with innovative people and ideas. And I joined two private capital organizations. I joined the Madrona Venture Group in Seattle and the Carlyle Private Equity Group. I primarily worked with the group on the West Coast at Menlo Park, but Carlyle is based in Washington, D.C. And during my time there, I became absolutely fascinated with the intersection of data sciences and life sciences. And that brought me to be part of a virtual team at Providence Healthcare, where I saw them trying to respond to the pandemic. And then I saw them try and team with Northwell Health and Trinity Health on responding to the pandemic using data. And that grew into my exposure to this Truveta project, which had been incubated by many other health systems, including Advocate Aura Health and Tenet Health and Common Spirit Health. And you know, then what came together over the summer was this new company that said, let's make this real. Let's really try and save lives with the data we have. And I just feel lucky that I was in the right place at the right time to be able to lead this venture that could have an incredible impact upon healthcare.
And who are the investors? Is it for profit? Is it not for profit?
So Truveta is a tax-paying company. In the vernacular, it's for profit. And the investors in it today are the health systems that have co-founded Truveta. So there are, it is Providence Healthcare, Advocate Aurora Healthcare, Tenet Healthcare, Trinity Healthcare, Common Spirit Health, Northwell Health, Sentara Health. It's the 17 systems that are members of Truveta: Baylor Scott & White Health, MedStar Health, Texas Health.
Magnificent. And more and more, companies born out of with or side by side with investors that are health systems, and it sometimes gives the companies a leg up, an opportunity. They know they've got at least potentially listening customers when they're developing a solution that those health systems want and need. So sort of an interesting aspect that's grown up. I mean, obviously, Providence Ventures has done a magnificent job of this. Advocate Aurora Ventures is standing itself up, and a lot more of the systems have become investors as well. What a fascinating What a fascinating business, right?
Well, I think that each of these health systems, they are, you know, they're building Truveta with us. They're builders. They've got incredible clinical expertise to make this possible. They're obviously providing the strategic capital to make Truveta possible, but also fundamentally also the data to make Truveta possible. This is the collective resources of these very strategic and visionary U.S. health systems coming together to know that the world needs something like Truveta to exist, and they have the vision, the expertise, the capital, and the resources to make it happen. So I think having them at the table with us to build Truveta is pretty special. There's just no way Truveta would exist without them.
And what an amazing example of a collective effort to build the technology that's needed, build a solution that's needed with parties that are very vested in it and very much need it. Terry, where can people learn more about Truveta? Where do people learn more about it?
Well, Truveta.com, I think, is the place to start. You know, our website probably needs more content, and we're working on that. But, you know, especially for new health systems or people, life science researchers or public health researchers or students that are interested in trying to pursue ethical research with this data, you know, please contact us at info@truveta.com or just visit truveta.com, and hopefully you'll find the answers you need there.
Well, what a magnificent effort and undertaking. Terry, I want to congratulate you on your effort. We'll follow it closely, Truveta, and people can find it at truveta.com, T-R-U-V-E-T-A.com, Truveta. Am I missing a T there, but do I have that right?
No, nope, just one T. It stands for truth plus knowledge. That is the meaning of the name. Veta is knowledge in Swedish, named after one of Providence Healthcare's systems. So we got Swedish Veta with truth plus knowledge. That's what we're trying to do with Truveta, and that's the history of the name.
It's just amazing, and it's magnificent, quite frankly, what Providence Ventures has done in terms of this world. And so just great to get a chance to visit with you, learn more about Truveta and what you're doing. Thank you so much for taking the time to join the podcast today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Scott.